Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 3. Praying as families for women who are exploited. Exploitation, particularly of the physically weaker, persists across ages, with women and children being the common victims. God, in creating humanity, made both male and female in His image, bestowing upon them the task of ruling the earth and multiplying. However, the fall disrupted this harmony, introducing a shift in the relationship dynamics between men and women. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 16 gives the change and the new order in their relationship, where Eve was told, "Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." This shift in authority doesn't equate to the dominion given over animals and plants, but implies a caring leadership where the husband rules with the well-being of his wife in mind. Jesus provided a model of the ideal husband-wife relationship, exemplifying submission and headship through His love and sacrificial nature rather than a mere assertion of authority. Despite our creation in the image of God, the caring model of the Trinitarian relationship often lacks in human interactions. Women, unfortunately, are sometimes treated as commodities or objects of desire, even within the church, where the principles of love and tenderness should prevail. Despite the existence of laws protecting women, exploitation and abuse persist both within homes and in broader society. The cross serves as a reconciling force, eliminating unnecessary barriers between male and female, establishing equality for serving Him as partners. Men are called to recognize the God-given image in women, treating them with dignity and honor. Our prayer is for a godly conviction to permeate the hearts of men and families, transforming attitudes and behaviors to eradicate the exploitation of women both within and outside the home. Let us pray. Lord, You created human beings as male and female to be equals and to serve You. But we have misused our gender to dominate and exploit women within our own homes and in society. Today we remember families where women are suffering exploitation and are in pain and agony. We ask for You to restore the dignity and honor of women who have endured exploitation in our churches and communities. May the cross break down the barriers created by our culture and traditions between the genders, enabling us to peacefully and joyfully coexist as Your children and fulfill Your work in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.